Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weedsday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educationally related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Everybody.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid.
Good morning, Bellstar. How you doing?
I'm awesome. Wanna know why?
Why?
We got our buddies back.
We do.
Space Queen and Space King are here. Woo! And they're back.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Good morning. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh, my gosh. We love marijuana. It brought us all together.
Best thing in the world.
I was walking with a friend this morning at the park in the rain, which we love, and I was talking about the business a little bit, the business side of business. She's like, do you like that? And I said, I love marijuana. That's what I love. I love marijuana. Books for book people, marijuana for marijuana people. That's why there are accountants out there. And I love accountants. Oh, my God. Thank God for our accountants. We're the accountants. Anyway, what's going on out there in the world of weed? There's a lot. There's always a lot going on. We were talking about last week, we thought our lawyer was going to be on, and he promises he will. He had to go kick some butt in court, which he always does. But we were talking about the two initiatives that are coming up in 2016 to vote on to get us some cannabis for ourselves and for those who need it, want it, love it. Need it, want it, love it. There's our next T-shirt. Need it, want it, love it. Cannabis. That's a good one.
I like it.
Cannabis,
your medicine.
I like it.
Need it, want it, love it. So if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can check out the newspapers there. We've got some newspapers up. We've got some news links up. And we actually coincided with this little article about four reasons to vaporize marijuana instead of smoking it. We sent out a newsletter this morning with the 10% off vaporizers at Tumbleweeds Health Center. So if you hear that on the radio and you didn't get our email, just tell me here on the radio, we'll still give you 10% off. But come get a vaporizer. So check it out. Woo-hoo. Four reasons to vaporize marijuana instead of smoking it. The benefits of vaporizing instead of smoking are well documented. It is better for health and for most consumers. It's also less expensive in the long run. Here are four reasons why you should consider making the switch from smoking to vaping.
All right. It's healthier. The combustion of marijuana can produce several known carcinogens in tar, which irritate the lungs and lead to chronic bronchitis. Vaporizers were primarily designed to overcome this issue by heating marijuana at a lower temperature than combustion. The device produces an inhalable vapor that still contains the active medical ingredient in marijuana, cannabinoids, but without the harmful byproducts.
Ah, it's also cost-effective. While some vapes require an initial investment of around $200, many often cost as little as $40. And vaping saves you money in the long term because you use less marijuana to get the same effects as with smoking.
Very true. I do know that breaking it down into a smaller consistency for the vaporizer to handle, you actually use less in that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My humble opinion, I don't use vaporizers very much because I don't get the same effect as hitting my bong. really
it's a different
care.
Kind of
it's a really different effect.
Yeah,
and it's a different kind of taste.
Yeah.
As well.
Oh yeah, you know what? We won't go there. Some
well,
people really like the taste. I don't particularly care for it.
It's
I will
a
say
burnt
that.
Popcorn.
That's
flavor.
Exactly what it is. It's burnt popcorn, and I just don't want to inhale burnt popcorn. That's fine. If some people, you know, some people don't like cilantro. Me per se, it tastes like soap. So
okay.
That's just my opinion.
Perfect.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. See, there you go. Oh,
me
amazing.
Too.
I read an article on why that happens to you.
Okay,
right?
Let's
it's
hear
really
it. Can you sum it up in a sentence?
It's part of your guys' chemical
makeup.
And
oh,
you just, on your tongue, on your taste buds, just,
my mom
it always tastes like soap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well just go drink the soap. All right. It's discreet.
It's discreet. Some vapes do still emit a noticeable vapor and marijuana odor, but for the most part, newer vaporizer pens are much more discreet than smoking and are odorless. Also with them, if you're using it with Holy Smokes.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Your vape
your
will.
Chirping enhancer.
Your turn chirping enhancer will enhance the terpenes, thereby enhancing the flavor and the smell.
And the effect.
And the effect.
Yep.
Ultimately makes it even more discreet.
Which it also makes it more discreet because someone will think that you are just puffing on a very nice herbal blend of...
Tobacco.
No, well, chamomile, lavender, and lemongrass, or... cinnamon, so
sage.
You won't get that herbally smell that you would get in the air. You'd get more of a spicier smell, or depending on what you were vaping.
And the flavors, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Most vapors enhance the flavor of marijuana strain being vaped, which adds to many pleasures. Exactly what you just said. Booyah. Boom. And there you have it. So go to Tumbleweed Cell Center and get a vaporizer. There are many, many, many to choose from. We have a what's that?
Magic Flight.
Oh, I love the Magic Flight. We have Magic Flight for dry herb and for concentrates. It's really, really cool. It's got this teeny tiny little tray. All you put is a teeny tiny little bit of dab in there.
Yep.
And boom.
And you can use that with enhance.
We sold out of the pack. We sold out. We should get more of those. People do like those. But we've got Sutra, which is nice. It's one button push. We've got the Earth Bake, which you just, you come to our center and you buy the cartridge or you buy the battery for $20, and then you can go to Earth Healing or many other dispensaries. I believe have these now, the little tops that are cartridges pre-filled with your cannabis. You can get them plain, I mean without flavor, so it's just kind of herby. Or you can get my favorite was Harvest Berry. I can never remember what that. Harvest Berry, not herby.
Herby.
Not Irby. We know Irby. So come on down. Try them out. We've got some really cool handheld Wolf vaporizers that are digital, and you can adjust the digitalization. So you can pick a temperature on them. They're really cool. Got some...
which is really important when you're...
bedside ones. Yeah,
when you're vaping.
Mm-hmm.
You get different flavors at the different temperatures of your cannabis. You get... It works differently when you're able to move the frequency, voltage around.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'm having a little brain tease here. All right. Next,
so,
what do we got up next?
New study shows that CBD can help treat asthma. Early research suggests that CBD and substances naturally found in marijuana is an effective treatment for minimizing the inflammation experienced by asthma sufferers. Research studies found that studied rats treated with CBD experienced a reduction in two types of
cytokines
known as the TB and the TH2, and additionally showing that the CBD treatment was effective in reducing the cytokine levels. The study also suggests that CBD may influence the reduction in major stimuli of mucus hypersecretion.
Whoa.
Wow. Another prominent symptom experienced by those with asthma. This is the congestion-y...
Yep, mucus.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fluid that's in the chest. The study's findings were consistent with that of the Ribeiro study, which shows that CBD to have a potent immune-suppressive, and anti-inflammatory properties. It is noticed, however, that asthma associated with inflammation of the rat models differed somewhat from the LPS-induced inflammation of the mice model being studied for the decreasing inflammation due to the lung inquiries. The studies and many others are demonstrating the need for more effective, rigorous, and timely studies on the potential medical benefits for marijuana.
Wow, that is very interesting.
I keep on hearing studies after studies just keep on popping up. Like someone's doing a study now, someone's doing a study, and that study's fine. You know, it's this plant isn't new to us. That's for sure.
No.
And we're also seeing more and more people join this
movement.
This movement, yes.
If you will.
If you will. And are bringing a lot of ideas to the table. So, and a lot of people have some ideas that what they think this plant could be used for. You know, with the asthma, everyone thinks, oh, smoking, inhalation, oh, that's horrible. But actually,
right.
You know, when vaping it, this is going to be some amazing medicine for people who are suffering from asthma.
It is, and it's interesting, and I hope more and more of these studies come out, and we'll post them as we find them, because it's very important to get educated and read all you can about cannabis. And I believe I got those off azmarijuana.com, which we love. Yeah, it's a great site. Everything's there. You can get news, events, happenings, what's going on politically, socially, recreationally.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a little bong hit going on here.
I like bong hits. So you know me, one thing that came up was cannabis smoothies could be the next big thing in green drinks.
Of course.
Now, I have been telling Belle I've been...
I thought you were looking at the nice shirt ads. I'm like, well, that's a nice shirt.
I have been... How long have I been juicing?
Oh, a long time. But religiously? Yeah, like 3 years. At least.
Yep, the cannabis smoothie is here. Advocate Kate Marsh has been drinking the weed-based refreshment for the last 11 months in order to help treat her rheumatoid arthritis. To drink it straight is kind of bitter, but it has a lot of objectionable in the smoothie, she told Fox News. So now more than ever, we're being encouraged to film ourselves I don't know where that went off track. That did not. No.
Stay tuned.
Sorry about that. Just cannabis smoothies, the next best thing. Juice it. Use it in your.
Do you use it with fruit?
You can. So what I do is I actually.
Yeah, let's hear your recipe.
So my recipe is I actually take the leaves off, and when I get ready to harvest the plant. Or I can just kind of take leaves off and do them fresh, depending on the time of the year, if you're wanting to take care of a plant outside. Yeah, so I usually grow all my little plants outside and take the leaves off, and I do fresh, or if I'm taking down the whole plant, I actually clip it into smaller pieces and freeze it in a Tupperware. And then you can just break pieces off and add it in with your regular smoothies, with your spinach, kale, strawberries, bananas.
Nice.
Yeah, mix it in. It's just like everything else. You don't have to drink it straight. And I recommend right now, people don't have a lot of green leafy trim to like have a whole cup of cannabis juice.
No.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, that would be amazing. But
would it be a shot like you do with wheatgrass?
Yeah, you could do that. And I actually add my wheatgrass in along with my cannabis leaves, stems. Everything goes in. And I'm using a male plant. I have a little bit of some other female plants that are in there that are ground up smaller. But it's just really nice. A couple spoonfuls. You could even do like a little handful of, like as much
just
as you would.
Put it in there.
Yeah, just put it in there.
Like the same
think
spinach
of it as,
or kale or
exactly.
collards or anything else.
Think of it just like that.
That's really awesome.
And if you have raw bud and you're able to do that,
I remember doing that a couple times, just throwing like raw bud into my spaghetti sauce.
Like a nug or something?
We definitely used it to, you know, cook with it. Definitely used it as an ingredient, cooking with a nice spaghetti. Even while it's cooking on the stove.
Like you would oregano or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. You know, maybe just a little bit more than you would oregano. But, I mean, it's really great. Really great.
I think what people are realizing more and more is that it's not as bad as they thought it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Health-wise.
And
mentally, they're seeing that Colorado and Washington and those kinds of states.
They haven't gone crazy.
They haven't started running people over jumping out of
buildings. They're actually building. Like their economy and everything is all skyrocketing.
Their infrastructure.
We've got some friends that live in Washington State. First year got $70 million. So it's a growing thing that people should embrace.
Yeah, and people are on waiting lists to move there. We've got some friends that live in Washington State right now. And they were put on a waiting list for several months, you know, just waiting on their house. It's getting pretty big up there. I mean, people are waiting and paying extra to move there just because of how everything is rising.
It's going to happen that way in every state.
Yeah, absolutely. It needs to. You know, it's going to be better for schools and research.
So I love that we're actually getting into this right now, because this is kind of some of the things that you would be bringing up to someone who is a prohibition supporter. So this High Times came out with an article. It says, "How to Argue for Pot Legalization in the Face of Prohibition Supporters."
Wow.
So, you know, Space Queen brought up some really great information about how Colorado is bringing in like $70 million.
It was Washington. In their first year, $70
million. Yeah, I saw that.
And
holy cow. Who doesn't want that?
And they're helping with schools, the infrastructure, jobs.
Minimum wage is
$15 an hour. It's not a threat to your children, people. They're putting it back into the school.
And this is what we're talking about, is this, once everybody is on board and going for the same thing, which is helping everybody, everything flows better. There's no one over there by the water faucet cranking, you know, putting a kink in the thing, and everyone's waiting for the water over there. Mm-hmm. It's flowing freely. Everyone's got it, and everyone's using it. And I think we're seeing that more and more in Colorado, Denver, Washington, and now Oregon just came on board.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes. So, what a thing to unify. We already know that marijuana brings people together, but on such a global scale, and to witness it firsthand
and
in our time.
Yeah.
To be in the middle of it, in the depths of it, and see that this one plant that has never hurt anybody in recorded history is bringing everybody together in a time where we need it most, our country is torn apart right now, going head to head against each other.
Every country is. Well, most countries, a lot of countries.
And this is the one thing that brings everybody together, without a doubt.
Well, and I think really the people that are so staunchly against it need to smoke a bowl.
Right.
I bet half of them would be, I bet you're right. I mean, sometime in their adolescence, most of the people who are against it have at least been around it at some point in time in their life.
Oh, well, I'm not saying.
You know,
I'd probably say at least 60-65% of those individuals.
Yeah. Some people are allergic to it. And it's really sad.
And it's not for everybody. But
right,
the thing is, someone just wrote, we like to post on Facebook and stuff, it's a plant. It might not be for you, but why take my freedom and my rights away?
Yeah.
It's about personal freedom right here. Like, duh. Come on, this is why we have the...
Let me choose what I put in my body.
Exactly.
It's my body.
If it's not going to hurt me, then what's the big deal?
So, you know, Mr. Obama and his little entourage, they don't know me. The Space King, they don't know.
No, man.
They wish they did.
No, they wish
they were sitting here passing this bong around, because we know Mr. Obama would be, like, hopping chairs to get second first.
You know,
Mr. President. All right, here's just for you.
So the High Times article says, as more people start paying attention to the results of marijuana legalization in various states, whether for medical or recreational use, the nature of the argument is in its favor for change. This in part being because of the changes in the support of maintaining prohibition and the precisely because of the changes in what prohibition means. Understanding these changes is crucial to maintaining and increasing the pace of the scope of the ending of prohibition throughout the United States. One of the most profound changes in the national debate over prohibition is that the supporters are now on the defense. The best argument for legalization is to expose the bankruptcy, intellectual, and the financial of any and all arguments in favor of the prohibition. There is no justification for maintaining the status quo, and this is one of the primary reasons public support for legalization has been growing. Another factor has to do with the demographics. The younger generation that supports legalization is growing, and the older generation that opposes is shrinking, meaning that more and more voters are rejecting the argument in the favor of prohibition. There are now roughly three camps of prohibition supporters. The old guard. What should we talk about?
These folks believe, and it is a matter of belief, that marijuana is a dangerous and evil drug. They will embrace any story, report, or anecdote that confirms their beliefs as proof and validation. The logic of their position is that because marijuana is dangerous, it should be illegal regardless of the consequences.
For everybody.
Dun, 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 dun.
Even if it cures cancer.
If it's scary for me, it's scary for everybody.
Now we got the Hold the Line gang. These folks belong to the old guard but take a pragmatic view of modern science and public opinion. They concede that marijuana has medical use, and they concede that people should not spend time in jail for marijuana possession, but they still believe that marijuana is otherwise dangerous and evil, therefore it still remains against the law.
Those people were kind, the Hold the Line gang.
And then we've got the Things Could Be Worse crowd.
I'm not even mad at them. I just feel bad for them.
Who
makes you so upset that you can't enjoy something so wonderful?
Or let anybody.
Things could be worse. You know, like heroin.
These
folks belong to the Hold the Line gang, but are even more realistic about science and public opinion. They concede that the need for medical access and that people should not go to jail. The defining characteristic of this group is that they believe that marijuana legalization will lead to increased use, and because of this, legalization should be opposed. The classic argument for marijuana reform has been directed at the old guard. In short, this group has been discredited over time as science has disproven their scare tactics and reefer madness claims. In the face of scientific challenges, the most effective argument against the old guard has been that it is unjust for people to go to jail just because they use marijuana. The classic argument, though, left open a vulnerability that the Hold the Line gang has exploited for the last several decades, the decriminalization trap. Basically, this amounts to neutralizing the reform argument by reducing penalties and sentencing policies for possession of small amounts of marijuana while maintaining its criminalized status. Indeed, in many of the states with marijuana decriminalization, pot possession has remained a criminal offense in which jail time has been replaced by a fine. In other words, the response to the classic argument is simply, okay, we'll take people's money rather than lock them up for a while. In fact, this is a better deal for the criminal justice system. It decreases costs and increases revenue. The strategy of the Hold the Line gang has been to accommodate and neutralize the arguments of marijuana reform advocates, making concessions about enforcement and sentencing while maintaining the overall criminal law framework. Fines for possession? Sure. Allows for medical use? Sure. Ending criminal sanctions? No way. This approach has kept the public debate focused on penalties rather than legalization for decades. Obviously, the nature of public debate has changed, and in hindsight, the accommodation strategy could never be sustained indefinitely. Eventually, the incremental changes it accommodated produced a steady erosion of public support to prohibition, particularly as reform advocates innovated and mastered new strategies and tactics. The most prominent opponents of legalization today are Things Could Be Worse crowd. They're willing to concede
everything the Hold the Line gang has conceded and more. This crowd wants to look reasonable, educated, modern, and moderate. They reject the thrill positions and rhetoric of the old guard. They acknowledge the injustices perpetuated by the Hold the Line gang, but they are concerned, very concerned. Legalizing marijuana would be a mistake, they argue, because it will result in increased use and the emergence of big marijuana, a corporate monolith that will market, advertise, and promote marijuana use. This crowd is a double threat to legalization because they have folks working both sides of the issue. One faction opposes legalization. The other faction argues that if marijuana is legalized, the prices need to be kept artificially high to discourage use. The classic argument against prohibition remains strong and effective. However, the changing nature of opposition to reform requires corresponding changes in the arguments in favor or legalization. The failure of prohibition to control access to marijuana and the social costs of the resulting black market has been part of the anti-prohibition argument for decades. These issues require increased emphasis and greater elaboration as legalization advocates respond to the things could be worse crowd.
We have a lot of education to
Well, what's the next crowd? The go for it crowd?
I'm there.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm here.
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept
We're back. Man, we were talking some heavy stuff. Go back to that. Go back to that. We were getting heavy, and Space Queen was going to get heavy in there and chat. And man, just need to have marijuana.
Well, we were talking about.
You need to let the people have it, and you need not to charge them felonies. Just like we need to bring up that list again, because that was an incredible list that we went through last week of two different initiatives. Can we find that again real quick?
I just want to note that one group feels the same way about tobacco and alcohol.
No, because that's their thing.
Well, I mean, they're talking about that's marijuana. I mean, they're trying to prevent that from happening. But
once it happens, then they're going to find something else to try and prevent, and they're going to get on the marijuana bandwagon.
See, this is what people's jobs are.
That's what they do.
This is what they do. They block.
They do.
They're like, if you think about it as like a game of soccer. Like, you're coming down with all your team. All
right.
You've got this bill. The bill is the ball.
I'm just a bill.
And then there's blockers. There's legislators. That's the other team. Like, they're coming for you. They don't want any. They don't care if it's good for you, bad for you. That's not how they make their money. And really, a lot of business is like that. It doesn't matter if it's good for you or bad for you. If it matters, if it makes money.
Yeah, it's a business.
Like, one is
a business.
Well, you gotta watch that movie. Thank You for Smoking.
Oh.
It's that guy. What was his name?
Oh gosh, he plays Harvey Dent in Batman.
Yes.
That guy.
All right, here we go.
He's in this movie.
Let's repost that on our Facebook page.
I will repost that.
Okay, so. So we talked about the Arizonans for Mindful Regulation initiative last week, and versus the MPP's initiative, which is a campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol. And there are some major differences. And we still invite them to bring their petitions down, because no one's brought anything down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Anybody want a blueberry muffin?
Dig it out yourself.
Yep, dig it out. Dig it right out. All right.
I already had one. It is really good.
So the campaign to legalize and regulate marijuana, which is the Arizonans for Mindful Regulation initiative, they say that for legalized possession, it's 1 ounce of marijuana or an ounce of concentrate are legal for you. Okay? And the MPB initiative says you get an ounce or 5 grams. Maybe in the form of marijuana concentrate, and that's it. So they're limiting the amount of concentrates, and the MPP initiative is. I'm not sure. We should have them back on and ask. You know what we should do? We should have them both call in, and we should have like a little debate. That would be fantastic.
That would be amazing.
All right, kids out there.
Invite you to the can of mics.
Talk to your people. Have your people call our
write
people.
Your letters.
Yep, and we'll do this.
We're going to have a live debate in front of 50,000 people.
I think so. I think we are. Tell them about the grow rights.
Mm-hmm. Grow rights. Allowed to grow 12 marijuana plants per adult. No limit per household. Possession of any marijuana produced by the patient, by the plants.
Is okay. And that's the...
Okay. And that's the AZFMR initiative.
Okay.
And that's...
Mindful regulation.
Yes, mindful regulation, which is for the people.
The mindful regulators, we call them.
Right.
Right. On their horses. You see him?
Yes.
Coach and win.
Yeehaw!
Woo! All right.
MPP initiative. Allowed to grow 6 marijuana plants per adult, max 12 plants per household, possession of any marijuana produced by the plants.
All right. Well... That's important, because no matter if you're getting 6 or 12 plants, what's important is that you can have whatever you grow.
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's say you grow 12 plants, 12 pounds. You're okay with that, as long as it stays in your house.
Yes.
Keep that's
it
a
in
nice
there. Keep it in your weed cellar. Yeah, that's a nice stash. Right now, I'm digging already.
A little root cellar.
I'm thinking of where I put it.
Yeah.
My weed cellar's being dug out.
Yeah.
Right out there. It's a little, like a little hurricane thing. You know, a little wax.
Go down there where you keep
in the cellar.
Where you keep your potatoes and onions.
That's right.
And
come
your pickles.
That's backstory.
That's where you go without being rough.
My herbs.
My herbs.
there.
Yeah.
That's funny. All right.
You go when times get rough. That's a fallout shelter.
There's a storm coming.
It's a perfect
daily.
Storm.
Yep.
That'd be a daily storm.
That's funny.
Local government. and this is controlled by the city and county with the mindful regulators. Localities cannot prohibit home growing for any reason. Don't take that right away. Localities may enact zoning regulations for a marijuana establishment, but cannot limit the amount of marijuana establishments. Right on. MPP says localities can prohibit home growing if they feel it's a nuisance or dangerous. Localities may enact zoning regulations for marijuana establishments, and they can limit the amount of marijuana establishments. Where's our buzzer? We got a boo. We got a boo on there if you like a boo. Sometimes we accidentally hit a bird or burp. All right. Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it.
Well,
that'd be like saying, no, you can't grow those tomatoes here.
Right, because we don't like tomatoes.
Legalize those tomatoes.
And you know there's not going to be a lot of people growing tomatoes. There's just going to be...
Oh, my gosh.
There's
like
just
going to
be
person
some.
Here.
People are going to try.
Yep.
And I'm
going to
surround it
like,
with
oh,
lavender and make me alone.
Yeah, and they're going to be like, forget this. I'm
forget
not doing
this.
This is not going to be... Yeah,
and what does that
have,
mean,
think,
like, for whatever means they deem, like, that's
it's
a really
mostly
broad...
just to let people grow their own medicine. Let people do it. If they can do it,
let them
do it. If they have to go to Walgreens, to their dispensary every once in a while,
then
to pick
then
up medicine,
let them do that too.
Then let them do that too.
But 99%
Safeway
of people...
Safeway or Fry's did not go out of business when everyone could do farming.
Or home brewing. Budweiser's like...
BevMo's still open.
People are always going to like...
Total Wine still open.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like...
Yes, they
stop
are.
Stop thinking
that's
like
America.
There's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you're making is that there's not enough. And there is enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough for everyone to have some.
There's plenty for everyone to have some. So let's start sharing, people.
The greedy. The greedy and the rich.
It is. Don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy.
Because
let
we'll
us
all, be
all have some profit and some comfort.
Rich
and
sharing and caring and health and harmony. All that good stuff.
Just because someone else's life gets better doesn't mean your life gets any worse.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Possession of marijuana penalties. So the mindful regulators say possession of marijuana involving more than an ounce but less than 2.5 is a petty offense. Okay. So... if you have anything less than an ounce, they probably just tell you to scram, kid.
Yeah.
Possession of more than 2.5 ounces but less than 8 ounces is a misdemeanor. So still, if you've got like 8 ounces, they'd be like, all right, dude. That's a lot to be walking around the streets with.
Where do you plan on going with that?
Yeah, where are you going with that? And then MPP says possession of marijuana involving more than 1 ounce but less than 2.5 ounces is a petty offense. But if you have more than 2.5 ounces, it's a felony. Ouch.
That's outrageous.
Ouch. That is outrageous. Good word for that.
So the way I'm
outrageous.
Thinking is, if this would happen, if you're traveling and you need your medication, just like you would take however many, so you're going to be gone for a couple
two weeks.
I thought that would be good. And you're bringing your bottle of Vicodin or OxyContin. How many bottles of OxyContin and Vicodin are you allowed to travel with across?
I think you can bring, like,
as
you have a whole trunk full of it and you have a prescription, you're like, right on. This is like, this is my 90-day supply of Vicodin and the whole trunk's filled. They'd be like, okay, here's my prescription.
And
sorry,
how much
I'm going to grandma's house.
How much is
and
one
I need
OxyContin pill on the street?
Ooh, a lot.
Yeah, I heard $20 to $40.
Yeah,
depending
more.
On the grade of it.
That or who's right. buying it? Yeah.
One pill.
Good word for today.
So who is who's who hurting who here?
Yeah.
Who?
Who?
Oh, it's one of those mornings. kids, where you were from? The spacers, space king and queen. What were the rules for marijuana there?
There really weren't any.
None?
I mean, we went there right before they had the medical marijuana legalization on the ballot.
They went there with the hopes of them legalizing it.
Right.
And it didn't pass with a 3% difference.
Go vote, people.
No kidding. Jeez.
It does count.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. 3%. That's pretty lame.
Yeah,
that's a slap in the face, you fleckers.
So it's still a no-no there. So you have to be sober. Or not sober, but you have to be
illegal. You have to be
illegal. And I'd rather
our government
be illegal
forces
than,
us right.
Than
in pain.
In pain, yeah.
Yep, our government forces us to be
illegal. I don't really classify it as illegal. I just classify it more as recreational.
You have to do more recreation.
You have to be recreation. Well, which is illegal if you don't have a program.
Yeah, true.
Classify what you want.
True.
Still going to jail.
You need something, and whatever it be, you just can't keep it from. If the rest of the country is going, this is where the federal have to see where all the states are now coming together, and they're saying. So by majority, I mean, you know, that's how they play, is once there's a certain amount, just like gay marriage, like it's legal in all 50 states, it's just got to get that momentum and saying by all the people, and that's bigger states where there's an older crowd, like Florida, huge senior citizen crowd.
Yeah, huge.
And they need it.
Huge.
Yes.
And they need it.
And they want it.
They want
it.
And
yes.
They love it.
And they love it.
Yes.
They love it.
Yes.
I just don't see why it's this block by certain people with lots of money that can block things for a whole bunch of people. It's almost like the king paid that much money to keep it from everyone.
The king did.
I know.
The king did.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
And you don't have to tell us about strains that help produce creativity.
Release your shackles of prohibition and embrace the freedom.
Oh, I thought you were going to embrace
it. Oh, I love you, Space Queen.
You know what? We haven't done this for a long time, and my little 6-year-old neighbor pointed this out. She said,
because that's the only thing on the table.
Yep.
Jeez.
What's this?
Self-star.
And I said, it's a calendar. Well, what's weed? And I said, well, it's like weed, you know, like a plant or something in your backyard or a weed. And she goes, well, do you even use the calendar?
Wow.
It's not
She's
very
intense.
Easy. Yeah. And I said, yeah. Sometimes
she asked
I
the hard
calendar.
Questions.
She did. I was put right on the spot. So let's use the calendar and get some dents in there because I'm in trouble for not using my calendar.
I would hate for you to get yelled at again.
Oh, God. I just extended
it. Yeah.
So there it is. Weed tip. Weed tip. All right, weed tip.
July 17th.
Go for it, Space Queen.
Weed tip. Weed tip. With just a few common household items, you can make a simple gravity bond guaranteed to get you lifted. I like that word, lifted.
Lifted.
Oh, if you want to inhale less smoke, though, simply follow these directions using a smaller bottle.
Okay.
You will need scissors, empty 2-liter soda bottle, bowl head,
yes.
Bucket filled with water. So, number one, cut the bottom of the soda bottle. Number two, poke a hole through the cap of the soda bottle large enough to house the bowl head.
Okay. I'm going to insert something right there.
All
right. If you're desperate and you don't even have a bowl head, but maybe you pulled the screen out of your faucet or something, you know, just make the hole big enough you can stick the screen right there and put the bud right on top of that. Ow!
Mm-hmm.
Keep your cap on. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up.
That is what's up.
All right, go ahead.
That's
keep going.
Get down
number
to your local
three.
Head shop.
Screw the cap back on the bottle, pack the bowl head with marijuana, and place the bowl head in the hole you made in the cap.
Okay.
And number four, slowly push the bottle down into the water, being careful not to let air escape.
Yes.
When it is almost fully submerged, light the marijuana, and slowly put the bottle upwards until it is almost at the surface. Then remove the cap, place your mouth over the opening, and push the bottle down until all the smoke is expelled into your lungs. See, I read that, and I still don't understand.
Okay, so what you do is this. I'm going to demonstrate with the little cup you brought here. So let's pretend this is a 2-liter, because it's really the only way to go. If we're going to do this, let's do it right.
A 2-liter?
Yeah. In fact, maybe we'll do that next week. All right, so you take the lid, okay, and you poke a hole at the top, and you put a little screen in there, all right, and you cut a hole at the bottom, and you've got a bigger tube, or a bigger bucket,
okay.
of water.
Okay.
Put some ice in it, make it cool. So what I would do is I'd submerge the cup to about an inch or so from the top.
Okay.
And put your weed in, and then you light it on fire, and you pull it up like this. So what it's doing is it's drawing up air through the bottom, so this whole 2 liters is going to fill
with
smoke.
Okay.
Okay, and then you unscrew the lid very carefully, you put it down, and then you stick your face over that, and then you push it back down, and it's going to push all that smoke into your face, into your lungs. It's like a gargantuan bong hit.
Wow.
Oh, you can do a little baby one. It's fantastic. It's
wow.
one of the funnest things ever.
I want to try that.
Yep.
I've never done that before.
Anyone?
That
have you guys done it?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Yeah, we can't break and go make one real fast.
Well, it sounds like we have all the steps and tools.
Right.
Is there more to that?
I mean,
no,
obviously, don't try and
know
where our screen
all
faucet,
right.
the screen for the faucet is.
Yeah, hey, when you gotta do it, you gotta do it, you know. If you don't have a screen, there's always one in your faucet. Well, there should be in this.
But now
before
these
you
days,
got to it.
There should be a local head shop or come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center.
5315 Broadway Boulevard. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Hands-on demonstration right there. We'll
yeah. Support your local head shop.
We'll make a gravity bomb with you.
With the initiatives here, they're going to be taking away and telling who has head shops or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one.
There's that one.
Should we read that one, or should we?
We should read that one.
All right, go for it. Find it. Did you find it?
I didn't. I just
oh,
thought
you're
it
just
right
throwing
now.
It out there and, like,
well,
teasing us. Well, what basically what they're saying is that the organization that is going to be in control of this can limit or just stop the sale. Of things like pipes, even nutrients, things like that. No, I think it's up here some more. Oh, no. Well, we'll find it. Yeah, right there. The regulation of marijuana accessories. So with the Arizona Mindful Regulators, the Department of Marijuana is not allowed to regulate businesses that sell marijuana accessories like pipe, bong, grow equipment, things like that. MPP says the Department of Marijuana is allowed to regulate any business that sells marijuana accessories, pipes, bongs, grow equipment, meaning they could just shut them down if they wanted to. But you can't. You can't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
not
good. Mama. My neighbor would say.
Mama. No good.
No good. All right.
No bueno.
All right. So you know what was fun? I posted, well, it's not fun. This is just really interesting. Now, on the website, it isn't going to go as far into it as we're going to go here. But that's what you get for listening to Weed Day Wednesday. 7 marijuana strains that help to produce creativity. So grab your Leafly's right now. Go to leafly.com. And we're going to look these up. Some marijuana strains are known for helping to produce creativity. For this reason, many artists and musicians throughout history have used marijuana to increase their creativity. Here's a list of some marijuana strains that help produce creativity. So we had a patient come in and tell us that after using this strain called Blue Dream, which is a hybrid, he played guitar for 12 hours.
Straight?
Yep.
I bet his hand hurt.
Oh, probably didn't even feel it.
We can hear what Blue Dream is.
No. Let's see. Blue Dream. All right. Blue Dream, a sativa-dominant hybrid originating in California, has achieved legendary status among West Coast strains. Crossing a blueberry indica with the sativa haze, Blue Dream balances full-body relaxation with gentle cerebral invigoration. Novice and veteran consumers alike enjoy the level effects of Blue Dream, which ease you gently into a calm euphoria. Some Blue Dream phenotypes express a more indica-like look and feel, but the sativa-leaning variety remains most prevalent. With a sweet berry aroma redolent of its blueberry parent, Blue Dream delivers with symptom relief without heavy sedative effects. This makes Blue Dream a popular daytime medicine for patients treating pain, depression, nausea, and other ailments requiring high THC.
Very nice.
Which people need to understand. I think we should have a cannabinoid lesson too one day and go through what they all are, because THC is very good for pain. Very good for pain. Very, very, very good for pain. And people think it's just CBD. But it's not. You need THC as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
It's the combination of everything.
It's the whole plant.
And getting the levels of, this is what we're working, not what we're working on, but what a lot of scientists are working on, is the levels of THC, the levels of CBD, you know, and finding out what these other cannabinoids do. I mean, we're talking about, you know, there's like three cannabinoids that we're really talking about now these days as well, two really, CBD and THC. But we're getting into the THCA, which is found in the raw part of the plant. But we're all, there's so many more.
We should be talking about.
There's so many more that we're not talking about. We're also talking
the
about.
The media is not there yet.
Well, right. Definitely. And the levels of THC that have been bred into this plant over time is that they are so high, and all the other CBDs have kind of been left to the far side. They went to the far side. We could have might have even lost some during the transition.
May have. Maybe there's some originals. Maybe there's some mothers out there, some seeds, some other seeds.
Come forward.
Come out. Come out from the dark side. Maui Wowie. I think we should just go to Hawaii and experience this for ourselves.
I think so. They are getting a program in place.
That's such a fun thing, but not by next year. What?
They said late 2016.
Okay. There you go.
That means it's close.
No, we're good. Here now.
We
got this. We love it.
We love it.
Maui Wowie, or Maui Wowie, is a classic sativa whose tropical flavors and stress-relieving qualities will float you straight to the shores of Hawaii, where the strain was originally born and raised. Since its beginning in the island's volcanic soil, Maui Wowie has spread across the world to bless us with its sweet pineapple flavors and high-energy euphoria. Lightweight sativa, a sativa affects your mind to drift away to creative escapes, while Maui Wowie's motivating effects, active effects may be all you need to get outside and enjoy the sun. This tall, lanky strain is best suited for cultivation in warm, tropical climates that mirror its homeland, but a bright environment and nutrient-rich soil are typically adequate for indoor growth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Maui Wowie, you can get that at the Prime Leaf if you want. That's just down on Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
Right arm. All right. And the strain attributes, they say, ooh, it's like 100% happy. Wow. And then next is uplifted, followed by euphoria, energy, and creativity. And medical effects, it's very good for stress, depression, pain, fatigue, insomnia. Maybe, I don't know about it. Well, I don't know. Maybe it has an opposite effect on people.
Yeah.
The creative can kind of get your mind going and counter that stuff. And then some people say you get a really bad cottonmouth from it and your eyes get a little dry. And some people, this is way down on the spectrum, have even reported dizziness, paranoia. And that's happened. That has happened. All right.
You put it on there because it has happened.
It has happened.
Just like side effects that you find on the side of your pharmaceuticals.
That's right.
We like to let you know what is going on with your strains.
Or what can possibly happen. Because there are side effects with everything, you know?
Right.
Yeah, every strain is different.
Don't even drink too much water, I'm not even saying. All right. Sour Diesel.
Now, this is one of my favorites.
We have that one here on hand.
Yep.
Yeah,
I've
been stoking it lately.
Sour D. Let's see why Space Queen likes Sour D these days. Sour Diesel, sometimes called Sour D, is an invigorating sativa named after its pungent diesel-like aroma. This fast-acting strain delivers energizing, dreamy, cerebral effects that have pushed Sour Diesel to its legendary status. Stress, pain, and depression fade away in long-lasting relief that makes Sour D a top choice among medical patients. Its stimulating effects have won Sour Diesel a seat in the sativa category, but its poorly documented origins leave much room for debate. According to growing guru Ed Rosenthal, Sour Diesel originates from Mexican sativa and chemo. Other folklore will tell us Sour Diesel descends from Chemdog 91, Northern Lights, and an unknown skunk phenotype. Mm. There you have Sour Diesel. all right. What we got next? XJ13.
I've never had that
before. Yeah, I don't... heard of it. I don't know that I've had it either.
Oh, let's see if there is anything happening in blog world if anyone wants to. What? Did you lose it? What happened?
No,
it's right there.
Just thinking.
Yes, FJ13. Oh, yeah?
I think it's
a hybrid, which I like.
That's Earth Healing.
All right, Earth Healing has it. Maybe that's where I saw it. All right.
Yeah, the name sounds familiar.
Ooh, all right, I like it. XJ13 is a sativa-dominant strain cherished for both its therapeutic potency and enjoyable euphoric buzz. This hybrid cross of Jack Hare and G13 Haze induces unencumbered cerebral effects perfect for stimulating creativity and conversation. As if we needed another reason to love this lightweight sativa, XJ13 consistently exhibits a strong citrus aroma accented by notes of earthy pine. Novice consumers looking for an easy, paranoia-free experience can depend on XJ13 as a surefire way to relieve stress and mood-related symptoms.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Wow.
And it's got a great list. That.
I'm all here, here, and here.
Yeah.
If
happy,
you have it, come
uplifted,
show it.
Euphoric, energy, creative, all very high on the list. Very, very, very most happy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Nurse Healing has that. Right there. I like that. Ooh, I love the pine. I'm such a pine fan.
Well, all of these are great for...
Oh, they are. All of them are great. Citrus,
relieving.
Pine. We've got to get us some of that.
We
that
do.
Sounds good. All right, the next one. We have time here. We got a little, couple more minutes here. Alien OG. Let's see
we
what we
got. Jack
Hare. Oh, we do love. We do love the Jack.
Why wouldn't we love this?
Right?
Ooh. And we like G13.
We do. And that's G13 Haze, too. Yeah.
But they get more exciting.
Alien OG. It does get it more and more exciting. There it is. At Weebly.com. All right. So the alien says, where is our description of the alien? It might be. Oh, it just says,
that's it.
Alien OG is a cross between Tahoe OG and Alien Kush. And for the attributes, okay, so very relaxing. That's 100% relaxing, and I'd say about 90% euphoria and happiness, about 70% uplifted, and 50% creative. That's a heck of a strain.
Sure is.
Strain data. Very, very high in THC can be 20 to 28%, and then 0.1 to 0.2% CBD. And then we go to CBN, CBG, THCV, CBC, CBL.
And then our favorite.
And our terpenes. Linalool,
B-myrcene,
limonene, pinene. Those are mine. I love
those.
Those
are really great.
And carophylline. So that's great. That's fantastic little chart. Look at that. Earthy, sweet, and pine.
Mm-hmm.
Piney. Not bad.
Very nice.
Bad. All right. And then we got... Deadhead, I thought I said Dreadhead. Deadhead OG and Girl Scout Cookies are our last two. We'll do those real quick so we can let you guys go home for the day. Deadhead. You're a Deadhead. It is bred by the Cali Connection. It's a 6040 hybrid of ChemDog 91 and SFVOG Kush. It grows to medium height and typically finishes flowering between 8 and 10 weeks. And it says it's not around anywhere in this area. That's all right. I bet you'll find it somewhere. Happy, relaxed, euphoric, uplifted, and creative. Feels like halfway creative. You're slightly creative. More relaxed and happy than anything. Kind of looks like one of those chill, just like,
pungent
skunk and earthy.
I wonder, love the skunky.
Oh, wow. That pungent and skunk. Oh, that whole combo right there is... I love that color scheme, too.
Yeah.
It's all about the color scheme.
It really is.
All right, so
we're
last but not
cookies.
Least, Girl Scout cookies, which they say is best for Scorpio.
That's true. This is supposed to be...
Girl Scout cookies. GSC is an OG cushion Durban poison hybrid cross whose reputation grew too large to stay within the borders of its California homeland. I remember that. It got crazy about 3 years ago. I got to try it.
The Girl Scout cookies?
In California.
Well, then the concentrate, Girl Scout concentrate.
Yeah. With a sweet and earthy aroma, Girl Scout Cookies launches you to Euphoria's top floor where full-body relaxation meets a time-bending cerebral space. A little goes a long way with this hybrid, whose THC Heights have won Girl Scout Cookies numerous Cannabis Cup awards. Patients needing a strong dose of relief, however, may look to GSC for severe pain, nausea, and appetite loss. There are several phenotypes of the Girl Scout cookie strain, including Thin Mint and Platinum cookies, which exhibit some variation in appearance and effect. Typically, however, Girl Scout cookies expresses its beauty in twisting green calyxes wrapped in purple leaves and fiery orange hairs. Patients and consumers looking to cultivate this cannabis staple themselves should wait 9 to 10 weeks for the indoor plants to finish flowering. Ooh, look at that prettiness. Someone put a pretty little picture up there, too. Earth Healing has this right on. And look at that. Seriously, seriously happy on this, followed by most seriously relaxed, euphoric, uplifted, halfway creative. It's one of those just chill out, but probably very euphoric.
Right.
Yeah, very nice. And oh my gosh, we did it. We did it. We went over again. We always do that. We usually do that. We'll just say that. All right.
Very nice.
Thank you so much for joining us. Space King and Space Queen will be back.
Yes, we will.
And it's been an awesome hour. We love you and we miss you. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard.
In the back.
Suite 103. Get certified. Come get this cannabis for yourself if you want it. It's a fantastic plant. You can check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. You can even call
520-838-4430.
And leave us a message. You can fax us, too, 306-5147. There's just so many ways to get in touch
with
us.
Find us on Facebook.
Tweet with us on Twitter. There's all links.
Hang out with us on Instagram.
Or LinkedIn. You can start pinning for us or pin who you're interested in.
Instagramming.
All sorts of stuff. Stay tuned. I know we keep threatening the testing companies, but we're going to have them on very soon here. Doug Fine has requested to come on again soon, and so will our lawyer. And we'll keep you posted on everything and anything marijuana, cannabis, reefer related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the
world at large. And remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate. That's good.
No.